ABC Radio Australia.
Richard Hewitt with you for a Thursday morning, and as around 150 sailors from Kiribati who have been stranded in Fiji for months have finally set sail for home, the ABC can confirm that another group of Kiribati mariners are stuck here in Australia. As Dubravka Voldaire reports, they have been prevented from going home since the COVID-19 pandemic began because, quite simply, the Kiribati government has kept its borders very firmly shut to prevent coronavirus getting in.
Barentetake Taunea is a sailor from Kiribati who's been stranded in Brisbane since May, but he's not been home for about 2 years.
Some of the group, they've been on the ship for 18 months. After 18 months, they were here again in the hotel here in Brisbane for another 6 months already now.
He's one of 38 sailors who are currently calling Brisbane home while they wait to eventually return to their families in Kiribati.
We've been very stressed and depressed because due to this COVID, and it's being hard to get home soon, and then without work, and we've been so worried that we don't have we cannot support anymore our families with financial support. That's been a big problem with us.
They, like many Kiribati sailors, had been working on board cargo ships overseas. But they were stranded when COVID-19 struck and their government closed off its borders to prevent the virus from getting in. Helen Turner is the centre supervisor for the Mission of Seafarers in Brisbane, which has been supporting the men.
Initially, there was a seafarer who contacted me via Facebook and actually wanted to order some car parts, which is how I actually found out that they were actually staying in a hotel, because we hadn't been notified until then. So his name is Roque, and he's only a young man. He has a son who is 4, and it's been over two years since he's seen his family, which to me is just tragic.
The mission organised phone SIMs and recharge cards for the sailors so they can be in touch with loved ones at home.
The whole crew here, they always connect with their families, and this is the problem. They always say, we still have kids, and then how can we support our kids in school?
It's understood that the Danish shipping company Maersk was one of the main employers of the Kiribati sailors. A statement released this week by the NGO Human Rights at Sea claims that Maersk has tried to negotiate for the men to return home, but that the Kiribati government has been reluctant to repatriate the seafarers directly from Australia to Kiribati. It says the government is only prepared to talk about transporting the seafarers from Fiji to Kiribati and is in talks with a cruise line. The statement goes on to quote Maersk as saying,
"While we do not find this solution optimal and would prefer to repatriate our seafarers by plane both from Fiji and Australia, we have offered to cover the cost of this cruise vessel together with other shipping companies employing seafarers from Kiribati to secure our seafarers stranded in Brisbane and ensure they're reunited with their families as soon as possible. We will have to repatriate this group of seafarers via Fiji."
The ABC has contacted the Kiribati President's office for comment. While here, the men have still been receiving part of their wages, as well as food and accommodation paid for by their employer. But Mr. Taunea says that once they are in Fiji, the wage payment will stop.
Once we get into Fiji, to Nandi, everything will be stopped from our company. Our normal basic wage that we always received right here in Brisbane, it will be all cut, because we cannot get any more basic wage once we get into Fiji. Our crew here, they all feel worried, that they say, how can we support our family once we stay again in Fiji, because we will not receive any basic wage once we get into Fiji. This is a big problem for our crew, and they're always worried how to support their families who are staying back in Kiribati.
He says he's been told that they could head to Fiji in early December. But they don't want to go because it means that they won't be able to support their families back home. And so they're exploring other options, including staying on in Australia to find work as fruit pickers. Those close to the men are worried about their welfare, and Helen Turner from the Seafarers Mission says they've tried to keep their morale up.
We're able to organise a couple of the mini buses that we have to take the seafarers out to wherever they're going. They love to sing and dance, and the Kiribati communities prepare, you know, the normal sort of food that they would have at home. Initially, we were bringing them out to the mission at least once a week and giving them like an Aussie barbecue, which, of course, for them is a little bit foreign.
Volunteers are also helping, including Patrick Quirk, a former general manager of maritime safety in Queensland.
I don't want them to live in a prison, so as much as we can, we try to provide them with outings and things different to keep their interest up, because some of them haven't been home for over 18 months. Some of them had babies they haven't seen yet, so it's important that we keep their morale and well-being up.
The Kiribati community in Brisbane is also helping, cooking them homemade food and inviting them into their homes. Juanita Olympus is one of them.
Just to boost their morales, we just sort of like, it's really hard when you're depressed. I mean, that's going to be another worry. So that's just sort of just take them out, you know, just share our homes with them. You know, we take them out, we have some picnics, some, you know, cook them their food that they're used to from home.
But Helen Turner from the Seafarers Mission says she does not understand why the man had to wait so long to get home.
All of the seafarers are double vaccinated, so all of that is done. None of them are COVID positive. They're all basically like we are in Brisbane. You know, we're allowed to go out to the shops, and so are these boys.
It's understood that other sailors from Kiribati are still stranded in Germany, Indonesia, and South Korea, waiting to get home.